Our staff's blatantly high.
Our staff gets high. They get their fucking hippie, dude. He's showing his ass. He's high and showing his ass. High off his ass. And he was a smart aleck, dude.
Good worker, but he was always high.
Always high and a bit of a back talker. But other than that,
he's good. He's a good boy. Noah does a lot behind the scenes. Noah does a lot, dude. I'm like a Russian pimp. I just drug addict the people who work for me. Yeah. And slowly, like, here you go. Chop up some clips. Here's a gram. Here's a nug.
Do the clips. Damn. Have you been the plug, dude? Are you Matt the plug?
And I watched Love on the Spectrum, and I was convinced. Bro. I was convinced I was autistic. I was watching that show high, and I was just like.
Regular Australians are just like tan, hot people.
Yeah.
And then if you're retarded, you just look exactly like me.
If you don't look like a model, there's no delineation. Dude,
pale, frumpy motherfuckers that stayed inside. If you haven't seen it, it's called Love on the Spectrum, and it's just a show, a documentary following autistic Australians. But the one at the costume party.
Oh, the Comic-Con?
And then
Comic-Con?
They just put them outside, and they talk about it. It's like a fucking nature show. They're like, oh, she may have found a mate out there. And then they put him outside and made him talk. He didn't, you know, his autism kicked in hard, and he couldn't. She was like, I'll lead it. Do you like cats or dogs? And he's like,
oh, I saw that.
And she was like, I have a cat. He's like, do you have a cat? And he's like, yes.
Yeah.
I do. Yes. Yes. It was like, holy shit, dude.
Yeah, that was very uncomfortable for
And then
that,
it's
dude.
Like, that guy, I don't know if he got paid. And now his family just has to be like, holy fuck, dude. We sent him to the dance. He ended up on Netflix.
Yeah, like having like a slight nervous breakdown.
Yeah, being on TV just like, I have a cat named Gertrude.
Yeah, man.
Like, holy fuck.
Yeah,
man.
That was probably one of the most uncomfortable parts so far.
It was
he freaks out. And he just goes like, oh yeah.
That was the best part. She's like, should we go inside then? He's like, oh yeah. Yeah, the one dude's a real Michael, I think is his name. That guy fucking rules.
I love that guy, man.
That guy rules. He's like, when I pass away, I want people to approach my wife and say, nothing made him happier than his wife.
Dude,
the parents are like, what the fuck? Dude, slow down.
Dude.
This is your first.
Dude, that is if like, that one dude finds a bae on the show, basically he's already practicing. He's like, and she will be my queen.
Yeah, dude. God damn, that show. That's, I was binging some Netflix.
That's going to be a one season done. They're going to do that.
No, that's a fucking hit, dude.
You think it's going to be like a Seinfeld?
That might be a Seinfeld, dude.
Boom.
Of course, it is a spectrum, so some of them don't have it that bad.
Don't get me started on that one guy.
Chilling.
I got that one guy in my scope right now.
That one dude that's a real, he's real like, Casanova.
I love your body. No, the one guy who's like, I love your body. I'm like, one of you, I think the dude's kind of faking it.
I think he's faking it for those tits.
Yeah, I think he's faking for sure.
Those autistits.
I was watching it, and I was just kind of like, yeah, this dude doesn't have this. People have Gator. I have an All-Star. My All-Star is pretty good.
Mine went off the hook when fucking Hannah Gadsby claimed it. She claimed it, and I was like, come on.
Is there an autistic revolution in Australia right now?
There must be. You must get decent. I mean, you're getting shows. You must get some clout for autism in Australia.
Yeah, I mean, autism's hot right now in Australia.
It's so in.
They have to change the name to Australia.
Australia.
But yeah, man, I'm a big
Australia,
fan.
Australia, yeah.
They understand like the point, like, you want to be on TV? They're like, yeah. They're like, do you understand?
Yes.
Do you understand what's going to happen?
Yes.
I mean, I guess anyone takes that risk. You're on TV, someone might clown you. But
true.
It's like, I don't know. I think it's a honeypot. I think this whole thing's a honeypot to catch alt-right podcasters and be like, oh, they made fun of Love on the Spectrum. Take them down.
It is this show that's designed to be.
It's a trap, dude.
It's a trap, dude. Because it is such a nice, sweet show that making fun of it is bad.
It is so fun. When you watch it, it is so funny.
Also, when they show these people, do they have to play that music? Anytime they like show an autistic dude like walking around, it's like blong, 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 like this music while this guy's just going about his day.
Like, not gonna lie, that guy's kind of fraud. I didn't want to say it, but it's like I watched that and I was like, I think this dude's.
You
fucking,
think he's fraudulent?
I think he's in autism for the wrong reasons. I think he's just trying to get ahead.
You don't think it's for the love of the game?
Nah, I don't think so at all.
Yeah,
I think he's just seeking fame through tism, dude. Like all the other Australians right now. Fuck, what are we doing right now? And it's just like, I got to talk about SpongeBob for 25 years. But, dude, it's like.
It's like living with a black kid. Just kidding. I think I might have missed it.
I think I'm too far ahead.
Phil fucking bullied me off the Netflix on that.
He didn't want to watch it?
I was kind of like half watching it. And then he was like, what the hell are you watching? Because he just saw like a date. I was like, I don't know, dude. Put the golf on. Yeah, dude. I did Legion of Skanks last week. Absolute unit, dude. I was a balloon in that.
Really?
Dude, I needed to take some time off.
And you were Mr. Coolin' down there, too.
I was Mr. Cool that night.
Mm-hmm.
Once you're, dude, when you're a big dog like that, you have to be Mr. Cool.
True.
It's tough to, like, publicly be a unit and then also be like, no, I'm going to take it easy.
True.
Everyone knows there's no moderation.
Yeah, nobody talks about that. Units are pretty much pressured into extreme behavior all the time.
You have to.
If you hand, like, a unit a beer and, like, chug this, they're like, I have to.
I have to. This is my role.
Yeah, I have. There's no. I have to do this. Theory on spontaneous human combustion is that people are in ketosis.
Yeah, ass. Okay.
Sorry.
No.
You gotta start doing that to people.
Yeah, just while they're talking. Yes. People
you make
explode.
Ketones and you
I think
can
that's what happened in Beirut. I think there was a whole bunch of people in keto at a disco and they exploded. Actually.
Really? What happened? Beirut? The disco
you
got
You didn't
bombed?
See that?
I saw the headline, but I had to look into the M&M
Apparently it was a fireworks factory, but...
slash nightclub?
I don't know. It was like a waterfront fireworks factory, if that's what it was.
What?
In which case, like, even if someone was playing, like, Sim City, I'd be like, why the fuck would you put it there?
Dude, Brad came out and is trying to say that Eminem never had sex with Mariah Carey, but he met her and came in his jeans.
That's...
But not to
we had no topic.
Not the sidebar. No, we're talking about Australia's autism explosion.
Damn. And they have kangaroos. You'd think autistic people would fucking love kangaroos. It's like a good, weird animal.
I saw some kangaroos.
How'd you feel?
This weekend.
You saw kangaroos this weekend?
Dude, I was surprised. Brittany took me to the safari park at Six Flags. Dude, it's a fucking nightmare, man. Because you're usually... I got a surprise. I was like, all right, cool.
Oh, that's...
She drove me to the safari park.
Dude, that sucks.
Like, well, let me just
I hate when bays are rule
Let me see if I can communicate.
And then they turn on you. They side with the rules over you.
It's
They'll get
crazy,
mad
bro.
At you for breaking the rules.
Dude, it's unbelievable. I was actually pretty close to a monkey, and I wanted to just, like, say what's up. Wasn't
what were you
going to
do?
I was going to just try to make... Like, you see a dog, you make noises, try to do, like... Or just, like... Yoo.
Communicate with this.
I was going to go, like... And, like, see what if it would, like, come move towards me, but she
why? What noise was that?
I don't know. I'm just making, like,
oh,
wild.
Just random noises.
Yeah, noises of the wild. Shit like that.
That might have worked. That'd grab a monkey's attention.
The safari park, I'd eaten my weed ice cream, and if I'm too stoned, I can't go to bed. So I was so I was up late watching Love and Autism. So I was – or Love
on
the
you
spectrum.
Went on an autistic date.
So I – <God, laughs>
It's a fucking zebra, isn't it? I suppose, yes. It's a zebra. It's a zebra.
The kangaroos are being lazy.
The kangaroos are lazy, Mom. I told them. You have to stand up, kangaroos. None of this, you know, sleeping junk.
Dude, yeah.
What time? What time in the day was this?
Noon.
Man, that midday. Would fuck me up.
It's midday. I was...
It's midday. You I watched Hell or High Water last night. He's been talking like a cowboy.
Yeah, I was out that night raising hell, and
I'm Comanche, dude.
Old lady woke me up.
I'm a Comanche.
You're the actual chief from the table.
I'm Comanche.
That was pretty funny, man. That guy in the casino being like, "Chief."
Oh
was
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Fuck
yeah.
You, dude.
Yeah.
Are you allowed to be like that outwardly racist in Texas?
Yeah, probably.
You see a Native American be like, "Chief."
I mean, if you're a rootin' tootin' son of a bitch
cowboy.
Like that guy,
if you're a cowboy, I was gonna say we gotta lose weight, dude. We gotta get slim.
Who,
cowboys,
you and me?
Both of us. Cowboys are slim, dude.
Fuck cowboys,
dude. If we robbed a bank and like, what they look like? The guy like, not cowboys.
You know who they looked like?
Yes, dude, I was jogging.
You might be Australian. You legit might be Australian. You might have Australian.
You might have Australian.
You might be. This would be short. Yeah. When I was at my fattest, most depressed, right after I quit football, I was about 320 pounds, big dog.
Yeah.
I was back at home. I just quit Elon.
Mm-hmm.
Well, failed out. I went to get the mail, and then when I was walking inside, I rolled my in the front yard, dude. Rolled my ankle on the sidewalk and fell into the front yard.
What were you wearing?
Just I was wearing a Ruud van Nistelrooy jersey tee, so a Netherlands t-shirt. So it was like bright orange. And then, yeah, well, I remember I fell on my hands and knees, which makes it funnier. To roll your ankle and then fall straight down on your knee, like scrape your knee.
My knee, I can't hide it. My palms were gashed up.
I have scars from fat falls, dude. I just have scarred up hands.
Fat people like cats. They just land on their hands and knees.
When I fat fell in the front yard, I took it in. Mm-hmm. I let a lot of people don't have that in them. To let darkness just consume them.
Yeah.
I fell and stayed in the tabletop for a second. I remember it. I stayed there for a second just like, Jesus Christ, dude. I dropped the mail.
They should do a fat superhero. You know, when superheroes drop down, they land on like one knee with their fist. Just have a fat superhero fucking land on the table.
Stumbles forward and is like, oh. Need
to have to like, dude, imagine if your grandparents were like, Shane, here on a public forum, like, here's how we think about race. Go forward. You'd be like, oh, Jesus, oh, Jesus, oh, Jesus Christ.
Just be my grandma being like, I don't like that Tiger Woods. I'm like, why? There's something about him. I like all the other golfers. R.I.P.
It's also funny how...
R.I.P., dude.
Oh, yeah, true.
R.I.P. She did fucking hate Tiger Woods. Dude, it was so funny. I mean, it was in 97, I think, when he started blowing up.
Was this before sex crimes?
Or not pre. Even sex crimes. Oh, she hated him pre being a you know, he's worth
Flanderer?
Being exactly who he should be.
Yeah, being a Flanderer.
God, I can't believe I was gay about that. That might be my biggest regret.
Really?
Is like being like, man, fuck Tiger Woods for him having sex.
Your grandmom laid down the emerald tablets for you.
I know.
She's down.
Like, someday, son, you will hate Tiger Woods. You won't know why until it is revealed.
The prophecy speaks that one day will be a black golfer. There'll be a Nubian golfer.
It's like, going to ruin your day for no reason while you're just hanging out.
There will be a golfer from Nubia. Impossible.
Impossible. What will he do in the sand? Yeah, the...
like, so if you have a kid, you know, and you raise them in America, from the time they're like six, you're going to start being like, never forget the atrocities.
Yeah.
It's like, that's a lot for a kid to handle, dude. He's trying to like fit in and be cool, and it's like, never forget the atrocities that these people...
Yeah,
like.
Well, I didn't really experience it, but I heard about it. And now you're hearing about it. So I immediately downloaded the book and listened to it. I'm like halfway through it already. Did a lot of driving last night.
Yeah.
Bro, the Comanche were, you want to talk about some bad hombres?
Were they really?
Bro, every time I listen to people talk about, it's crazy. If you do any research into actually what Native Americans were doing, it's nuts. You'd run into this tribe of dudes that were living like cavemen.
Yeah.
And they'd be rowdy, dude. Obviously, they're going to fucking throw shit at you.
The T levels are high.
T levels are out of this world.
I mean, dude, I was, you know, up until a certain age, if I went to a movie theater, I would throw shit at people. Like, I would sit in the back and throw candy at the screen. Like, pretty recently.
Yeah, that's actually very funny.
You sit in the
back. You get a gummy bear stuck on there?
Oh,
come
dude.
On.
Or if you sit in the back, and as soon as it goes all dark, you just go, boom, and you wean, it goes, bap, and you hear it just go, pop, 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 pop.
I would always try to fart as loud as I could at the quiet parts in a movie. That's the like, best. If you can anticipate a silent part.
Dude, it's the best.
That's very Comanche of you.
That
pretty
is
much Comanche.
Enemy of everybody. Dude.
Lord of the Plains.
Time.
Lord of the Plains.
Dude.
Bro, let me break this down.
Yeah, break
for
down
you.
The Comanche. The
Comanche fucking rule. Mm-hmm. They absolutely rule. They're ugly, short, shitty people that everybody crushed. So they came over, you know, historically on the land bridge. That's where, you know, how all people came to North America.
The Bering Strait?
Yeah. So they were up there. Yeah.
Go on.
So they were up in the Rockies. They were up in the mountains. And then just forever they had been pushed down because they sucked.
Yeah.
Comanches, of everybody, were like, even amongst other tribes, they were known for their bad hygiene. They sucked. They were short.
I didn't know that.
They were losing.
Comanches were like
no,
jacked,
Comanches
ripped,
were not
like
jacked.
Jesus bodies.
No, they were lads.
Really?
Comanches were pure lads and introduced horses to North America. Horses were never there.
Yeah.
So all these different tribes got horses, and I think the Apache were munching them. The Apache weren't sure what to do with them, so the Apache were just crushing horses.
They
were munching horses.
They're chopping them up.
That was good eating for a little while, until the Comanche, those old fucking pussies that everybody beat up forever, just somehow got so good at using horses. Like, best horsemen in the world.
I mean, dude, and then just if you want to go for the Mongolian theory, that's muscle.
That's exactly what it was like.
That's genetic
and then
muscle
they just let it rain on everybody, dude. It was their rules to torture everybody to death. Mm-hmm. If there were women, they would gang rape them and then torture them to death.
Jesus.
Dude, they took this one lady as a slave, and white slave, and they, white slavery, and,
should have a little scoreboard, every white slave in the cross race.
What's that, about 18 million to one? All right, here we go now. A little comeback, a little rally caps. Here we go now. How about a little chatter over there? How about a little chatter in the dugout, whites? But this lady, she was pregnant when she was captured. As soon as she gave birth, they...
Wait, the white lady?
Yeah. She's yeah, in it.
Two.
True, technically that was two. Two. Boom. Got another one.
Yeah.
Comanche were mean little dickheads.
Everybody else.
Dude, I'm so fired up on Comanche right now.
Yeah.
They ride. They were the ones who would like ride on the side of the horse when they were in battles. You know what I mean? Where
like,
you ride on the side,
like,
shoot.
Yeah.
Dude, they fucking ruled. Fucking, yeah, I was listening
perfect
to fucking
get back there.
War on the Run, and it's very dry. It's very like, they left camp with 3 satchels of blueberries, 6 gunpowder sacks.
Count
8.
Me out.
It's a lot. It's a lot to listen to. But then this one's just purely like, they did the same thing though. The lady who got was a slave to the Comanche, she beat the fuck out of one lady, and the Apaches or the Comanches just surrounded her and were like, sick. And then she beat the shit out of the old lady who was also her master, and they were all like, all right, you're pretty chill. You can come hang out with us, dude. They did have that. That's like a common string. Like if you were a Native American slave, all you had to do was wild out.
See, if someone, yeah, if I was to be accosted on the
if
reservation,
you get hammered at a casino,
I should just start fighting people.
If you're at a casino and you know the lights start disorienting,
like Mohegan
you,
Sun, yeah,
and then you get captured. you can get captured.
You could technically get captured.
Yeah, bring you downstairs.
True.
You should immediately swing. And if you're at a casino and you're drunk and you happen upon a security guard, swing upon him. Dude. They'll do nothing but respect
you. Respect, dude. You rule.
That's awesome.
Here's 500 and chips.
Yeah.
Get back out there.
Like, you're one of us now.
My driver told us that his son was dating an Indian chick with huge tits. And I was like, damn it. He's like, yeah,
sick.
They go all there.
Fucking
they
bus drivers rule.
Smoke weed on the reservation all day. He's like, my son has it made. His girlfriend has big tits. She's a Native American. Getting the hell out of here. She used to fart and blame it on the transmission. She's like, must be the transmission.
What were you doing up front smelling farts?
My cousin, we were sentenced to the front seat for the entire year.
Oh, nice.
Third.
I was afraid that you sat there, and that was going to change things for you and I.
Nah, bro. I had to sit there. I was like, I was so cool on the bus. They had a Hannibal Lecter me in the front. I used to go on the bus, and then like me, just to sigh out the bus driver, we would like look up, and when she'd look in the mirror, we'd look down. and then she's like, Matt and Pat, I'm not messing with you. Get up to the front.
Yeah, they got that big, I haven't even thought about that thing in forever.
Yeah,
that
dude.
Giant thing so you can look at all the fuckers in the back.
You'd like Chuck Bird. We like Mike, two of my cousins got kicked off the bus for throwing Bird. Got kicked off. Given chucking birds was sick. Napoleon Dynamite with an action figure on a stick.
You would do
out.
That?
Yeah.
Did and then when you saw it in Napoleon Dynamite, were you like, oh shit?
Yeah, it's kind of like, oh shit.
I didn't know. I thought I came up with that.
No, apparently, it's a problem.
I would have thought
thing.
You came up with that if I watched you do that,
dude. It's pretty sick. Do you know anyone who got pussy on the bus?
What type of pussy are we talking here?
Fingering
on the bus. I'm
sucking
going blank on
sucking
it.
Tits.
I don't know. I don't know if I do.
I don't know. See, that's the problem. I don't know if I did. That's how, like, rock and roll my bus days were. I
yeah.
just know people around me got pussy on the bus. I could have. I don't know. I don't think
yeah.
I did. I don't actually. No, I'm going to say I don't think I got pussy on. I think I
smooched on the bus after a field trip to the zoo.
Did you really?
Yeah. Yeah, it was big time. That's getting funny. Hard. Getting hard now.
Yeah, man. Touching a pussy on the bus is like.
No, smooch. Smooch
I'm the same.
Please, please.
I think I touched pussy on the bus. I'm not going to pussy lie.
Ah,
so.
That sounds like a pussy lie. That sounds like something you would remember. I remember a kiss.
I could be stealing pussy stories from my cousin.
Stealing pussy.
My cousin
valid.
Definitely touched pussy on the bus. I'm not going to.
Does he get like discounts at Annie Ann's now? You're stealing pussy valor.
I don't know. First time I touched pussy, I was at the farmer's market.
An actual dude that fingered pussy is going to approach you with a cell phone.
Sure.
And go, did you finger pussy on the bus, dude? You're like, yeah. He's going to be like, what was it like? You're like, well, I was 19. No. Like, nobody was fingering pussies on the bus that year. they nail Australians. Australians always steal valor.
They got to let them do it, dude.
Let the boys do it. They're at the
True.
Mall in full regalia. And you have the audacity to approach an Australian and be like, you didn't serve.
Yeah,
let
man.
The boys have fun. Draft the autistics.
Yeah.
The autistics.
They'd be, dude, I mean, just for, the, you know, just like some Rudy action.
Yeah, set we up, up, set up you like got a, ISIS on the run. Send them in. Get a sack.
Yeah, dude, send them in. Get
look, we're winning, dude. Why don't you here, take a shot? Take a shot here. Okay.
Press this button. I mean, dude, you're talking about drone strikes. That would be. That'd be crazy.
Get some of those boys on the sticks.
Dude, the last thing you'd hear would just be like, who lives who lives in a barnacle? You'd be like, what the crap?
Yeah, that'd be their fortunate son. Be a drone playing SpongeBob. I suppose you have to die then. It's the rules. Sorry, you're actually dead now. Thank you for joining us. Go to patreon.com/MSSP or something like, I don't know.